We're up to Simen Kuf Samach Ches, the halachas of what is pas, or which pas you're supposed to make the bracha on. It actually combines two different sets of halachas. The first few si'ifim are dealing with when you have different breads in front of you, which is the one that you should be making the bracha on. We'll be doing si'ifim aleph through dalad. Sif aleph hayu lefanav chaticha shel pas upas sholem. If you have pieces of bread and a whole bread, a whole loaf, hakol mimin echad, they're all from the same kind, meaning they're both, say, from wheat, they're both from barley. Mavarach al hasholem, you're supposed to make a bracha on the one which is sholem, on the whole one. Afilu hu pas kibur, pirish lechem she'eno naki, even if it's not white bread, even if it's not pure, nevertheless, we make on the sholem, and also v'kotten. And they're small. V'chaticha shel pas nekiya ugdola. That means that the milah of sholem takes precedence over godel, as well as over noki. Right? So that so far we have that rule that sholem comes before godel and noki. Aval ima sholem is sa'orim, v'chatiches mechitim. But if the loaf is from barley, and the pieces are from, the slices are from wheat, afili hiktana, even though it's smaller, so what you do is you put the slice under the sholem and you do a betziah from both. So what is that saying? That the milo of chitim over so'orim, because it comes first in the pasuk, the milo of that versus the milo of sholem are such that it's ideal that you really do two. That you put the prusa under the shlema and you do a betziah from the two of them. This way, you'll get the milah of chitin over sa'orim, as well as the milah of sholem over chaticha. You'll get it because you're breaking from the two of them together. Hagah v'cholzek sherotz alechol mishneim. That's only talking about when you really want to eat from both of them. Avolmeina rotz alechol ala me'echad yiftzal alav. What happens if you have absolutely no plans of eating from the sholem? You're not mechuyev to start the sholem for the sake of the bracha. Even though the other one is more chashiv, or he likes it better. Now, the halachi is, if it really doesn't make a difference to you, you want to eat bread, you're not going to eat both of them, you'll eat just one of them. Even though in terms of hilchis kedima, the only time you decide which one to make the bracha on is when you do want to eat both, nevertheless, it's a good thing, it says. It's a mitzvah min amuvchar to be makdim the one that really has kedima. Now, this halacha that we found in the Mechaber, that you should try to get in the one that is whole, as well as the one that is chitim, and that's why you have to put the two together to make the brach over if you do want to eat from both. This is a chumrah, because the ikar adin is that shivas aminim and chitim over so'orim has kedima over sholem. However, if you do have this eitzah, so then it's the right thing to do. The Magen Avraham speaks out, that's only if it's a question of chitim usorim. Whereas, what happens if you have chitim and shipon? So he says that there, what you do is the chitim has kedima, absolutely, because one of them is from the shivas aminim, the other one is not. Even though for certain halachas we consider all chameshis mine dagan as if they were shivas aminim and kedimim v'brachas usually, but with regard to here, when we're dealing with two breads, if you have a wheat bread and you have a rye bread, if it's really made of rye flour, not just that they put some rye in it to make it taste good, but if it's really a wheat flour versus a rye flour, so there the halacha would be that you use the prusa of wheat and don't even bother with the shlema of rye. It is only when it's wheat and barley, which are both from the shivas aminim, so there we say the milah of wheat over barley is not great enough for us to say that you should just get away with it and take the slice of wheat. You should also try to be l'chadchila, be makayim, the inyan of shalim. There's a Magen Avraham here who talks about two people that are eating, so he says that, well, instead of one person doing both, one person should take the sholem, and the other person should take the chaticha. In the Bir Halacha, he explained that the way it goes is that let's say you have a prusa of chitin and a shalim of saorim. So what you should do is that the balabayis should make the bracha on the piece which is chitin, the slice which is chitin, because chitin wins, and the oreach should be holding the shalim of the saorim. And then the balabayis starts with the piece of the chitin. But at least this way, you'd say that each one of them was there in front of him, and each one was started from. The balabayis will start from one, the oreach is going to start from the other, and he'll be motzi him with the bracha, so you're mekayim both in yanim. Sif beis. In beis shleimis bimin echad, achas gedola v'achas ketana. What happens if they're both sholem and one is big and one is small? Mavarach ala gdola, the halachi is that you make a bracha on the larger one. So the milas in order go. Shivas aminim comes first. After that comes the sholem. Within the sholem, the halachi is gadol. Or if they're not sholem, then you take the gadol anyway. Now, then he says, and yesh l'adam shnei chatzoy lechem. What happens if you have two halves of a roll? Ve'lo lechem sholem, or two halves of a loaf. You don't have a sholem. Yechabrim yachad be'etzu b'shum dover. Connect them with a piece of wood or something else. Shelo yehi nira bedino kedin sholem. In a way that you're not going to see the split. It'll appear as if it's one whole one. And you're best off making a bracha on the sholem. Ve'afilu b'shabbos yachol lechabrim. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to connect them. It's not some kind of tikkun. Now, a few things. First of all, if both of the breads are sholem, one is bigger than the other, but the smaller one is choviv. It's nicer. It's better. It's more beautiful. The halacha is that comes before gadol. That means if it's a question of a sholem or a prusa, the halacha is the sholem wins. But if it's a question of two shleimim, just one of them is purer or one of them is nicer, the halacha is that has kedima, even though the other one is the larger one. Now, with regard to being mechaber, the two together, making one out of it, the Magen Avraham says that really you don't have to bother with this, only on Shabbos where you need lechem mishnah. Furthermore, that's only if you don't have a sholem. If you have a sholem, just you'd like to get rid of two halves of a loaf, you can't do this. This is a very big bidiyevid. And if it is really discernible as two that were stuck together, then that is not called a sholem anyway. Siv gimel. Shnei gluskos hadvukim yachad. You bake bread and two rolls, let's say, stuck to each other. Shenefu, that they were baked together. Venechdach mena achas. Now, if the two are together and you separate them, or the two are together and you leave them the way they are, that's fine. What's the case here? The two were together and one of them got broken. So instead of having twins, two chalas, instead of having Siamese chalas, what you have is one attached to a half. So the halachi is tov la'afrid achaticha me'ashlema. The best thing is pull off the started one. Kadesh de nirish shlema mimashe yenichenu davukpa. When the two are together, that's fine. But when if one of them is cut, if one of them is broken, so the fact that it's got attached to it, a broken one, takes away from its own mila of being a sholem. So you should pull them apart. Afal pi shenirus yosa gedola. That means you're better off removing the piece that's attached to this in order that this one have the mila of sholem. So that sholem plus a half doesn't give you sholem plus a half, but it's not sholem. The ideal is that when you start the challah, you should not start the challah from the place that they were attached, because that place doesn't look like a sholem. You're better off starting the challah from where the challah looks whole. Siv dalid. Pas sa'orin upas kusmin mevarach al shasa'orin kivin shumim min zayin. Afal pisha kusmin yafe. So the halacha is that shivas haminim comes before even the more beautiful one. Pas nekiyu pas kibur mevarach ala nekiya. Im shteim nekiyas v'zol levana yoser. What happens if they're both naki, but just one of them is better? Mevarach al halavana yoser. You make a bracha on the one that is more white. Now, the halacha is that kusmin, because it's a form of chita, comes before shipon and shibolish shul. That means spelt will come before rye and oats. What is the Seder? So the Mishnah Brura here gives the Seder, and that is Shivas Aminim comes first, then comes Sholem, then comes Naki, and then comes Godol. So once again, first comes Shivas Aminim, after that comes Sholem, after Sholem comes Naki, and only then comes the Midah of Godol. Now, what happens if both of them are white, just one is more white, but you like the other one better? Where does Chaviv come in here? So the Mishnah Brura says that really after Sholem, Chaviv would come. I mean, Shivas Aminim and Sholem win, but after that, Chaviv would win. However, he brings from the poskim that if to you brown bread is more chaviv than white bread, we say batla daita oetzel kol adam. It's not normal. People want white bread, and it doesn't count. Whereas if you have two white breads, just one is whiter, and you like the less white one there we would say that there's no batla daito, and you would make the bracha on the chaviv. Now, whether or not that is really true today, one really has to investigate. Will we say batla daito? Batla daito means that your preference is abnormal and therefore discounted. One has to decide. If the majority of people would really say that white bread is superior, say, to whole wheat bread, then the halacha would be that we say batla daito. But if it is normal for people to prefer whole wheat bread to white bread, then the halacha would be there is no batla daito, it would be chaviv, and if you're dealing with both being sholem or both being prusis, then you would make the bracha on the chaviv rather than on the naki.